Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black roof country, no gold payment.
The hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whatever's happening in your life, whatever you're excited about or frightened about, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, we've got something you can listen to or read or watch that will help you get organized, get oriented, and maybe even help you solve the problem. Or take advantage of the opportunity there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. In fact, I'm going to talk about one of those polls in just a minute. It's just you and me, as you probably figured out. I got another something else I want to talk to you about. I want to talk about our relationship with banks. You know, folks, you've heard me say many times before that there are three primary ways for small businesses to capitalize themselves. Major corporations, publicly traded corporations, they got a lot of different ways to capitalize their business. Getting capital is not a problem for them. Small business owners, not so much. We have our issues, don't we? But the three primary ways are, number one, from investors, typically the founder, right? And that's usually the money that we put in day one when we found the company. That's usually all the investment capital we put into the business at that moment. And then the second way are our profits left in the business, profits that we create from running the business effectively and efficiently and successfully. And we generate profits, and instead of spending them, we leave them in the business. And then the third way is bank loans, borrowing money from banks. Now, obviously, the best source of capital, the absolute holy grail of capital for a business, is profits left in the business, because you earned those, you generated them, and you had the discipline. You were smart enough to do that, and you had the discipline to leave them in the business. And eventually, folks, if you got cash flow problems, the long-term strategy for solving cash flow problems is retained earnings, leaving profits in the business. Because if you'll do that, one day you'll have amassed enough profit that it will manifest as capital. You'll cut down on your debt. And it will manifest as cash, I should say, and it'll help you with your cash flow. But most small businesses can't generate enough profits to grow fast enough. In other words, you're probably not gonna generate 6 or 7% net profits at the end of every year. And if you want to grow at 10%, the difference between whatever your net profit is, if you make profit, and that 10% growth, that has to come from somewhere. And so the actual primary source of growth capital for a small business is a bank loan. It is for me. It is for all the businesses that I know about, all the small businesses I know about. And we took an online poll recently. I like to do this a couple of times a year. I like to poll small business owners and ask them where they are on their borrowing practices. I'd like to compare this to other polls that we have, like the Tatum survey, which we're going to report on later this week, I think tomorrow or Friday, we're going to report on that. And then NFIB survey, which we'll report on next week. So we took a poll, we asked them about their lending, about their borrowing habits. Are they borrowing money from their banks? Well, what we found out was more than three-fourths, only about 24% of our respondents said, "We went to the bank, and we got the money. We borrowed money, and the bank gave it to us. The bank loaned it to us." The other 76%, more than three-fourths, either don't want to borrow money, they've been turned down for a loan, or they don't think they qualify for a loan. Now, the biggest group in that sector were people who just said, in that large group, the largest subset of that big group was the people who could borrow money if they wanted to, but they just don't want to borrow money. They're not looking for a loan right now. You know, folks, small business, think about that. Three-fourths of small business owners are not taking advantage of the number one way to capitalize growth in a business. So small business owners create over half of the U.S. economy. That's right. Over half of the checks that are signed on the front are signed by small business owners, the paychecks. If 3 out of 4 small businesses aren't borrowing money, doesn't that explain why U.S. GDP is stuck below 2% annualized? It does, doesn't it? Think about that. So which comes first, the loan or the growth? Historically, entrepreneurs will borrow money to take advantage of growth opportunities that they believe are possible. So the loan comes first, then the growth. That's how it works, folks. A small business owner sees growth opportunity. They started to feel, you almost feel it in your bones when you're on Main Street. You can almost feel the growth opportunity, the excitement, the momentum, the energy. You actually can feel it. And you start seeing where, wow, if I could take advantage of that, we could grow. We could improve our company. We could make more profits. But I need capital to mount that offensive, to mount that strategy. And so then they go to the bank and they do that. And it becomes a cycle. It's called expansion, my friends. That's what an expansion is driven by. That's the dynamic that drives expansion. Well, guess what, my friends? That's what we don't have right now. 4 years after the end of the Great Recession, the U.S. economy should be growing at over 3%. It was after the 83 recession, is growing at 4 or 5%. Instead, it's slouching along at less than 2%. If three-fourths of a sector that produces over half of U.S. GDP is not a candidate for a bank loan, that does not portend a rosy outlook for the economy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.